Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll take you behind the curtain. Harry Callis was using the restrooms. I had to fire the traffic report. Music starts playing. Our guy hauled ass from the bathroom into the producer booth.
It's like a stampede.
He's still got that lateral quickness.
He does.
Nicholas Harry Callis.
He does. He'd be good on that non-offensive lineman look for West Virginia as that fullback.
That false starts? Yeah.
Yeah, that false starts. Three times in a row.
Oh, was it thrice?
It's twice. Just like the tush push, everyone's offsides.
I've never had a false start penalty in a game.
Congratulations on all your success. Neither did West Virginia. I mean, it didn't count.
You just had a delay of game getting back in here for the damn start of the segment.
Hey, the music just started playing, and then Crowley just started the audio.
So delay of game. 5-yard penalty.
If you didn't say anything, nobody would have known.
I know.
How can you not say something? You came running in here like.
Yeah. Like, well, the people on the radio can't see
like
Pat.
Chris Farley. It's like Jerome Bettis running in here.
That's a compliment. Hey, that's a compliment.
Jerome Bettis.
The bus.
Yeah, the bus.
Fittingly
the
nicknamed the bus. And look at me. I love buses. So there you go.
There you go. Buses and swimming pools, folks.
And minivans. Council.
Anything else? Shoots and ladders, lightsabers.
Oh, I got to bring those in. I just need new batteries for them because they're kind of...
Oh, my goodness.
Crowley,
stop.
I sent him videos of them. Crowley said they look cool.
This is what you wanted. He's on caffeine. He can't handle it. I said Chris Farley was on some other stuff back in the day. All it takes is him. A little half a friggin' Mountain Dew.
No, it's like he's
snorting rails.
Charge!
So way back when before... Chris Farley Bettis came bursting through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. We heard Mike Tomlin talking about the run defense that he said was better week over week. And I guess statistically that's a fact. They gave up 180 some odd yards week one to the Jets. Last week, not quite as bad, but 13 carries for over 100 yards for Kenneth Walker III. And you see the stats with... When the opposition's running away from Watt, they're averaging 6 yards a carry. When they're rushing towards Watt, they're averaging 2.5 yards per carry. Guys, what is the issue, A, with the Steelers' run defense, and B, what the hell do they do?
Linebackers.
Oh.
Well, that's a big part of it. I think the interior D line, too. Yep. I mean, that includes Cam Hayward.
Not playing well.
No. I mean, he's not – I think it's – he's playing well in spurts, but when you're not practicing – throughout the most of training camp. Like, what type of football shape is he in right now? I think that's a reasonable question, right, Doran?
Yeah.
A veteran of his age, right? Yeah, you can run sprints, and you can get on the elliptical, and you can do drills and stuff, but you got to play.
I'm a big elliptical fan, by the way.
But going back to Tomlin's comments, he said the last drive they had 50 yards, the last scoring drive. Is that what he said? Okay, there was a – I'm just looking at it. There was a 19-yard completion to Barner, and then a 43-yard completion to Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Mm-hmm.
Before, on third down, there was a 19-yard touchdown run. On third and goal from the 19.
Did you know that's never happened before in NFL history?
Third and goal from the 19. So, 19 of the yards on that drive were rushing. The majority, the vast majority, 61 yards of that drive were receiving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was the whole game. I mean, mm-hmm. They gave up 117, which isn't bad, but they got outgained on the ground by 40 yards. And that's, generally speaking, that's not a recipe for winning. And Darnold, I mean, despite turning it over, they had a number of big plays.
What do you guys think the Steelers want their identity to be?
What it always is, stopping the run.
Stop the run, run the ball.
Run the ball.
They suck at both.
Yeah.
They suck at both.
Yeah, but they're... Have their acquisitions really reflected that mentality? Right? Their
acquisitions aren't that identity.
Like, look, I'm not saying that T.J. Watt is not a good run defender. It's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that Alex Highsmith is not a good run defender. I'm not saying that Nate Herbig is not a good run defender. But you look at their body types, they're not built to stop the run. Lamar Woodley and James Harrison can stop the damn run. Their linebackers, Patrick Queen, Peyton Wilson, are sideline to sideline guys. They're not fitting. They're not physical. I feel like they've morphed their defense into more of a athletic, and Pitt's kind of similar, quite frankly, with the linebackers they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, built to defend the spread offenses, the pass offenses, but they're not. Yeah, you know, you get them in two tights with a fullback, and it's not their cup of tea. Now inside they've got plenty of size. I mean, I walked past them yesterday. Keanu Benton, Cam Hayward, Y.A. Black, they're big. But they're not very deep. And that's where I think Tomlin's, you know, quote about the end of the game. I mean, I don't think Hayward's playing reduced snaps per se, but he's not as effective as the game wears on, and there's not much behind him.
Mike Tomlin blamed fatigue. He blamed fatigue. How in the frig is that acceptable?
I can't believe he said something like that.
He was making excuses in his press conference in a way that I am unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
So time of possession was 31-17 to 28-43. That's pretty balanced. Right? It's not like it was 38-22.
Right.
Right? This is a 3 minutes difference in time of possession, give or take. So the scale wasn't tipped one way. It was hot outside, right? Damn near 90 degrees on Sunday. But you've been practicing that all camp.
Most of you.
Man, if you got to worry about the weather and it being hot, that's alarming.
Well, they should be fine because it's going to be in the mid 60s and cloudy in Foxborough, so they'll be fine. They shouldn't be too tired by the end of the game. Like, what the hell? What did Tomlin say? We played better against the run. Okay, statistically, fair enough. You didn't play well against the run. He also said we had miscommunication issues. We were fatigued. There's attrition due to injury. What happened to the standard is the standard? And listen, you're not going to play as good a football when you're missing guys. That's a fact of life. But I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear, oh, Joey Porter Jr.'s hurt and Alex Highsmith's hurt. You're the highest paid defense in the NFL. Let me ask you a question. Did Cam Hayward play? Yes. I'll answer my own question. Did T.J. Watt play? Yes. Did Patrick Queen play? Yes. Those guys are all well compensated.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jalen Ramsey play? He did. Go make some plays. I don't care about the other guys. They're important. Of course they are. But those are your four guys? If they're out there, I don't want to hear we didn't have enough guys.
Right. Yep.
They're making $100 million combined, for God's sakes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it does come back to mentality. And the standard is the thing we're all discussing. You just hear a lot of guys saying, like, it's unacceptable. Well, do something about it. You know, that's what I want to see.
You hear they're going to fix it because they're going to work at it. Okay?
Right, but this whole offseason has been about T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and their personal situations. And now you come... It bleeds into this year. For how many games in a row now they've been rushed for an average of 150 a game. But the whole offseason's been about individuals. And that's where I just feel like this defense might not be on the same page right now. They just might not be on the same page. And
they haven't been for
You got a lot of guys playing.
Years.
You got a lot of guys that are new back there. Jalen Ramsey's now, you know, one of your leaders. He's a new voice, but it's just been a lot of distraction. There's a lot of money thrown around, and ultimately teams are coming in here and just lining up and saying, we're going to run it right at you. And we're not going to let you guys get all happy rushing the passer, and we're going to run it right at you. And guess what? They're going to see a lot of that as the season progresses. So it's a mindset thing, and I also think personnel-wise, the linebacking level, the linebacker core is a concern of mine in the run game. I don't feel like they're physical enough.
The least distraction was once thought of as the biggest distraction.
Rodgers.
Yep.
Yeah, he's been the consummate teammate.
Yep. He's the thing holding this thing together right now. With like bubble gum and duct tape and gum band.
Gum band, huh? Gorilla glue.
Yeah, glue.
It's just really frustrating, the hubris from these guys. They draft Derek Harmon, and you hear, and Starkey did a great monologue on this right after they drafted him. They said he's got Steelers DNA. I don't know what that means. Does that mean you're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs? Does that mean you're going to get your ass blown off the ball? Steelers DNA. They want to mold themselves the way that the Philadelphia Eagles are built. That's why Andy Weidel's here. Go ahead and look at the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line. Look at their listed weights. Look at the Steelers offensive line. Steelers have prioritized it. They draft two tackles in the first round. They draft a center in the second round. They paid money to Isaac Seumalo. Look at the size discrepancy between those two offensive lines. It's massive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Steelers have athletes. They don't have those big hosses up front. They are soft right now on the offensive line, and they're soft on the defensive line. And the hubris point comes in because they talk about how tough they are, all Steelers DNA. It's going to be a historic defense. DK Metcalf also going to be it's the best defense I've ever played against. Juan Thornhill could be the greatest defense of all time. They're feeling themselves. They're giving up 31.5 points a game these first two games. It would be unacceptable, thoroughly unacceptable, if they sucked this bad defensively without that talk. But they talked the talk. And they didn't play the early 2000s greatest show on turf, Rams. They weren't playing LaDainian Tomlinson these last couple of weeks. Adrian Peterson wasn't running it up their backsides. They played the Jets, and they played the damn Seahawks. Soft. Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, what could they maybe do defensively? What are some personnel moves they could make? Maybe some schematic changes. We'll do that. We're going to quiz Callis at the end of this hour. Right now, what's that? What happened?
Are you a chef? We're cooking up a quiz.
Do chefs laugh maniacally?
I don't know.
That wasn't really maniacal, though. You sounded just like, ho-ho, you know, like.
Kind of sounded French a little bit.
Maybe like a.
Maybe that's like what I was
Frankenstein, like a.
Like the Count.
Yes, like a scientist.
Who's the guy in Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
With the hunchback? Thank you, Doran.
Frankenstein.
No, not him.
The guy in Frankenstein is Frankenstein.
Not him.
No, the monster.
No, you got Frankenstein, you got Frankenstein's monster, the little hunchback dude.
Notre Dame.
That is not him either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes in, I love sports talk, but we just need 4 hours of the Fan Morning Show BS like that.
What? Who was the guy's name again?
Igor.
Igor.
Eeyore.
No, Eeyore is the...
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Eeyore.
Eeyore is the...
Kabali?
What is Eeyore? Is he a donkey?
I love Kabali.
He's a Snuffleupagus. Yes.
I love Kabali.
Who's a Snuffleupagus?
That's from
God,
PBS.
Taking me back here, man.
Wasn't there an elephant?
Elmo?
Dumbo?
Elmo?
Oh, it
Elmo's
is Dumbo.
Elmo's not an elephant?
No, he's a little red monster, my bad.
You do a good voice.
Elmo's
do
a little... It. Is there a monster?
Do your Elmo voice.
They're all monsters. The Muppets are monsters. Yeah, man.
No, they're not.
I don't think I can do... I don't think
Elmo's a Muppet. That's Sesame Street.
What's the difference? I thought Muppets
are like Kermit the Frog and Piggy. Oh,
I thought they were... Aren't the Muppets and Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy all friends with Elmo and Big Bird and all them?
I don't think so.
And Oscar the Grouch?
Nope. I think you just mixed up your puppets. That's...
You're telling me that they're not affiliated?
I don't think so.
That there's never been crossovers? That they're not all buds?
I don't think so.
Look at your face. I wish you could see his face.
Sure, no.
You're kidding me.
Just the shock.
So the Count doesn't know Elmo? And,
no.
And Bert and Ernie, they're just off doing their own thing?
Well, the Count knows Elmo. And
okay.
Right? He's Sesame Street, right?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, because it's a guy who gives lessons on counting, I believe. Like, look what
but
I can
Kermit
count.
And Miss Piggy, they're different.
They're different. Different Jim Henson. I'm pretty sure Jim Henson didn't create the Sesame Street.
This is all news to me.
I could be wrong.
I think you're right. I think they are separate entities. They're different shows.
Back to the ball. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I'm all confused. We got Pat Bostick over here. He's been crunching film during breaks, and now he's got a little research project. You want to cue the people in on what you're doing over there, Pat?
Yeah, we said the Steelers want to, their identity is to stop the run and run the football, which I believe that to be core to their identity.
That's what they want to be, yes.
In their last three outings, they've been outrushed by 40 yards, by 165 yards, and by 270 yards.
Oh, my God.
They're giving up an average over their last eight games of 153.2 rushing yards per game.
My word.
Are you just patronizing me?
I'm not. This is fascinating. I'm looking at my own numbers. Keep going.
So, this is crazy. I mean, this is a crazy. The Steelers are averaging over their last seven games 90 yards rushing a game. They're giving up an average of 153. So they're outrushed by an average of 63 yards per game. And that's what they want their identity to be.
So you're saying how long? So the last eight games they've given up 153.
Mm-hmm.
So
it goes back to the Cleveland game in 24. That was their last win of last season. Was the Cleveland game, right? The Cleveland home game.
Yes. Yes. They lost in the snow, and then they won that game that was kind of squirrely early.
So they lost four straight games to end the regular season. Baltimore, Philly, Kansas City, Cincinnati. Then lost to Baltimore in the playoffs. Their last two outings against Baltimore, 220 and 299.
Mm.
And you just got, I would say, you got it run on you by two average rushing offenses. The Jets were one of the worst rushing teams in the National Football League last year and put 218 on you.
Well, it's the mystical Justin Fields. We have no idea how to defend a mobile quarterback.
Now, Cincinnati and Kansas City, 68 and 69 last year. Problem is, both those quarterbacks threw for a bunch of yards in those games.
Yes. The talk coming in for Kansas City was they hadn't got their passing offense going, and he threw for
320 and three touchdowns.
It was his best game of the season. So you say 153 they've given up over the last eight games. If they did that over the course of the entire season last year, they'd have been 31st in the NFL. So they would have been second only to Carolina in worst rush defense in the league. You can't be a physical football team if you can't stop the run.
No.
That's a fact. And I don't care what era it is. And you look at the best teams in the NFL last year, all the teams that stopped the run, look at this, Baltimore. Playoff team last year. They were best in the league at stopping the run last season. Then Minnesota, playoffs. Tampa Bay, playoffs. Philadelphia, playoffs. Denver, playoffs. Detroit, playoffs. Green Bay, playoffs. Houston, Kansas City, playoffs, playoffs. Pittsburgh last year was 11th, playoffs. Buffalo, playoffs. You stop the run, you win. You don't, you lose. And it's one thing if, okay, we're in a transition period. No, they are built because they've built the team this way to stop the run and to be able to run the ball, and they're bad at both.
Right.
Ben Roethlisberger talked about that on his podcast yesterday, and we will get into that coming up next. People are also saying you're smoking crack, Harry, because Elmo is in fact a Muppet.
So we got it confused. You and I were both wrong a little bit. So Elmo is technically a Muppet because he came from the Henson Studio, though the Muppet Show and the Sesame Street Show are owned by two different people. Sesame Street shows owned by two different companies.
Right.
Elmo has never appeared on the show The Muppets as a regular character.
Right.
But he has appeared in a cameo
I really don't know the answer to that for certain. I don't want to make any certain statements that you're going to come back and be like, oh, no, he's been on the Muppets. I was right. You're not right. He's not a character. He's not a main character on the Muppets.
He is, like, on speed this morning.
I know.
Does he have caffeine in him?
Yep. Yes, he does.
I'm concerned. You're all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
All together now.
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Charge!
All jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm all jacked up. Grandpa Chip.
Charge!
He's nuts. No wonder he came sprinting in here like,
where's Amy from HR? Are we allowed to give him a sedative? Is that allowed?
No, that's not good.
That's not good.
That will not mix well.
I would love to have a dart kind of shot up my ass so I could be tranquilized.
Wow.
You mean like a
what is wrong with this guy?
You mean like a tranquilizer dart?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Harry, you did just say you would like to have a dart shot up your ass live on air on arguably the top radio station in the country.
It said like it. I meant to say at.
That's
and I did
exactly
listen.
What you said.
I did listen back to it. I said the word up. That's my bad.
Yeah, I mean, this caffeine experiment may need to stop because one more.
You're gone.
God knows what's going to come out of his mouth. Seriously.
Or his butt.
Well, we've already had that. We've had those issues for the first year and a half of the show. I think I'm over
that. And today? No, you're not. Because I walked behind you in the hallway, and it smelled like butt. Whenever we were on our way to the bathroom. You're like, I had to pee. Then you were in there for 10 minutes.
It was 4 minutes.
And he came running back in here.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He's drinking Mountain Dew and Cherokee Red.
Wait, so you thought it was a number one, so you sat down?
My man back there snorting Surge.
I was about to go.
Great
then,
stuff.
Then I went into the stall. I'm like, yeah. But I knew I didn't have much time, so I got it done quick.
And he came running back in here like Amos Zaraway.
I'm trying to do my job. I mean, it's my error for not determining
John Whitman
what my bathroom needs were, if you really want to discuss it that thoroughly.
Gave him a fullback dive to Dan Kreider.
Would you rather have me walked? I mean, I used to walk in here while the music was playing, and Crowley would yell at me. I figure if I sprint, at least
you hear how fast
care.
He's talking right now.
He is.
His heart rate is a solid 175 right now.
Yeehaw.
Lerod Stevens howling. He just comes running down the hallway. Texter, thanks, guys. Needed to laugh. Needed it, too. That was good. Ben Roethlisberger, critical of the Steelers' defense on his podcast yesterday, said, quote, I know that there were seasons when I was there in Pittsburgh where it was like if the opposing team had 101 yards rushing, the defense was mad. No one wanted to talk to anybody. I know the standard is the standard, but maybe the standard should be shifted a little bit. No, the standard has shifted. It's got to mean something to these guys. It's got to be a point of pride. I heard Hokey talk about this the other day. They used to probably not sleep for an entire week if they'd give up 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, but they knew they could fix it. They knew it wouldn't happen again. I don't know if this team believe or this defense believes that they have the ammo to fix it.
Well, that's not good.
That ain't good.
I mean, think about it. Whenever you have James Harrison and you have Lamar Woodley, James Ferrier, and I mean Casey, all those guys on your defense, and you get ran on, you're like, all right, like we're gonna fix this.
Well, that ain't gonna happen again.
Who's doing that now?
Man, James Ferrier might be the most underappreciated player in Steeler history.
Him and Timmons.
Timmons too. All the credit up front, Hampton, those guys. But Steelers haven't been the same at linebacker since Shazier got hurt.
No.
They just haven't. And they've gone the route of kind of style points over substance. Even Patrick Queen, I mean, there weren't people in Baltimore that were real upset when he left. You know, once they got Roquan Smith.
And frankly, Patrick Queen was fine until they got Roquan, was really good next to Roquan. I think it might have had something to do with Roquan.
Yeah, and that, you know, Peyton Wilson's svelte, let's just put it that way. I want to see more Cole Holcomb.
Me too, pal.
I want to see more Cole Holcomb.
And get this Jawan Bentley up to speed too.
Yeah, I mean, you need a thumper back there that's going to, like, even, I go back to a Landon Roberts, who, even when he was in the game and wasn't making a play, he was lighting somebody up.
Right.
He was lighting somebody up, setting a tone. And they're depending too much on edge players to do that. Cam's one of the best 3-4 defensive ends in Steeler history. There's no question. And he can slide inside, certainly. He's a really good player. But you need somebody at that second level that's going to reestablish the line of scrimmage. Right? You're going to get penetration. You're going to have guys that are there for TFLs. But who's going to contact a block or blow up a play, get off a block? Give Holcomb a try, man.
And if there's a give and take, I think you live with it. Why are they playing Peyton Wilson? Why are they playing Patrick Queen? Well, the game has evolved. You want good coverage linebackers. You want to prevent getting exploited in the middle of the field like you did back when you had Bobby Spillane and John, not related to Pat Bostic. You want to evolve into modern football. Well, they have given up since the middle of last year and through 2 weeks this season the most yards over the middle of the field in the pass game in the sport. So it's not like, okay, we'll sacrifice not have these downhill run-stuffing dudes to be better in pass coverage. They ain't been better in pass coverage either.
Right.
It's like last year with Minkah Fitzpatrick. It's a different conversation, but I think it's analogous here. We're gonna have Minkah play 30 yards off the ball so we don't get beat deep. Okay, you were still 26th in the league in pass defense, and now he's not making plays. We're going to sacrifice in the middle of our defense stopping the run so we can stop giving up plays over the middle of the field. Well, they haven't, and they're getting gashed in the run. So get this Jawan Bentley going. Get this Cole Holcomb in here. Doesn't mean full-time, but a little bit. A little bit. See if it might help.
It's just frustrating because you could have paid Landon Roberts. I mean,
yes.
What did he get paid, like 1.5?
Not a lot. Didn't they pay more for Malik Harrison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just seemed like he would be a leader in that room, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know him from Adam. I know Adam. But I don't know the man. But just hearing him talk, like, he had a mentality about him. And they just seemed to lack that. And you look at what you're facing the way out. I mean, obviously, you know, New England, Minnesota. You know, Aaron Jones is out now, I think, right?
Yep.
They signed Cam Akers.
Yep.
But Cleveland's going to try to run it. And then you got Green Bay, Josh Jacobs. You got Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis. You know the Chargers are going to run it at you. Okay, one of those guys is your former back. Cincinnati's going to try to run the football now without Burrow. You got Baltimore twice. Detroit's going to run it with that two-headed monster. You better get this fixed.
And if you've heard Vrabel talk at all this week, they want to establish the run. They are not thrilled with what they've got so far. Ramondre Stevenson's averaging 3.8 yards per carry. Travion Henderson's averaging 4.6 yards per carry. He's only toted the thing 8 times. They want to get it going, and they look at this probably as an opportunity to get it going.
For sure.
If they give up a buck over 100 to New England this week, I think you start sounding alarm bells, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're queued up right now, but if they go up there and give up over 100 to this football team, we got major problems.
Yep.
Because they're so well compensated, and yeah, they're depending on some younger players inside, outside of Cam, but they shouldn't be giving up an average of 153 a game over their last 8 games.
I mean, that
is well below the standard.
Yes, it is. And Doran, you said it at the time during the offseason. Okay, you drafted 2 guys. Great. You had all kind of cap space. Didn't spend any of it on the defensive line in a meaningful way. All right, we'll move off this. We'll get back into the hardcore rock, pill, pigskin talk at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Up next, it's our most popular segment, unbelievably.
Are we going to talk about darts?
We're going to quiz Nicholas Harry Callis. Oh! 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township.
Oh!
That guttural sound means it's time for Quiz Callus, the most popular segment that anybody does in radio history on a station that's been nominated for a Marconi.
That's correct.
We might actually be, it might be because of this segment.
Yes.
That we've been nominated for Station of the Year. Doran, take it away.
Callus, do you know who the Steelers play this weekend?
The New England Patriots.
That is correct.
Oh!
The Steelers play the New England Patriots on Sunday. So for Quiz Callus today, I name a current or former New England Patriot. Callus tells us what position they played or play.
Okay.
You got it?
I understand the... Yes.
Number one, Wes Welker.
Running back?
That is incorrect.
No.
Terrible start for you.
Good stuff.
At least he got the right side of the ball.
Terrible start. Wes Welker was a wide receiver.
Okay.
For the New England Patriots. Number two, Drake May.
Quarterback.
That is correct. Hey. There you go. Way to bounce back, Callus. Drake May is a quarterback. What school did he go to? What college?
This isn't part of the quiz.
North Carolina.
Number three, Randy Moss.
Wide receiver.
Hey!
There you go. All right, Callus. Look at you. Look
over
at you.
Over 500, folks. Yeah. Over 500.
Okay. Number four, Ty Law.
Wide receiver.
That is incorrect.
Rats.
Ty Law was a cornerback for the New England Patriots. He also went to Aliquippa. Number
Pro
five.
Football Hall of Famer.
Number five, Rob Gronkowski.
Tight end?
That is correct. Rob Gronkowski was a tight end. He also went to Woodland Hills here in Pittsburgh. Number six, Mike Vrabel.
Oh, yeah, he's the head coach of some teams now.
Oh,
some
what teams?
He's multiple teams. First time in NFL history.
He was the Tennessee Titans. He's on the Patriots now, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that. where did he play? Linebacker.
Oh!
Wow. Good job, Callus. Mike Vrabel was a linebacker. Who did he get drafted by?
That's not part of the quiz.
The Steelers.
Literally said
oh,
earlier.
Yeah, you guys talked about that earlier.
Yes, we did.
He's not paying attention.
It's not part of the quiz. It doesn't mean I didn't know.
Number seven, Darrell Revis.
Oh, safety. No?
That is incorrect.
Revis Island, cornerback.
Still got it wrong.
Safety. Really?
You said safety.
He's on an island back there playing the deep middle.
Darrell Revis played cornerback.
I should have. Hey,
Revis Island.
And he also.
That deep third.
Went to Aliquippa High School. Number eight, Robert Spillane.
Oh, he was a linebacker. He played for the Steelers.
That is correct. Robert Spillane plays linebacker for the New England Patriots right now. Good job, Callus. Number nine, Vince Wilfork.
Oh, man. Running back.
Vince Wilfork.
Can we just have him Google a picture of Vince Wilfork real quick?
No, that's not part of that's
tell you what, the rules. Man,
was a defensive tackle.
Yeah, he was about 383 pounds,
big enough to eat Casey Hampton.
Yes.
Oh my god!
But
goodness.
I tell you what, though, he ran a mean toss sweep.
Number 10. Curtis Martin.
Oh, what a football player.
Oh, boy.
What a football player.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
One more time with the name.
Curtis Martin.
Oh,
tight end.
Oh.
Rip.
Oh, my goodness. Curtis Martin was a running back.
He's enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
So you mean the one I've guessed the most so far would have gotten me a right answer?
He's the pride of the University of Pittsburgh.
And he went to Alderdice.
He's a Taylor Alderdice graduate. He's from Homewood area.
Could you use Curtis Martin in a sentence?
Curtis Martin.
If you've known I haven't felt shame before, I mean, today is a day I feel absolutely no shame. It's okay.
The fact that he had Wilfork playing running back and didn't know that Curtis Martin played running back is pretty funny.
Man.
No shame, not even a little bit.
Number 11, Drew Bledsoe.
Quarterback.
That is correct.
He was number 11.
That is correct.
And then number 12 took his place. Look at me knowing stuff. Yay.
Number 12 is next.
That Nikki Glaser bit on the roast when she goes, Drew bled so Tom could run.
All right, last one for you. Stephon Diggs, who is having a baby with Cardi B.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Is this the Stephon Diggs?
There's only one.
No, there's a bunch.
Mm.
There's a guy named Diggs who plays on the defensive side of the football.
That's his brother.
That Trayvon Diggs.
That's his brother.
Right?
Yes.
He's adding Stephon Diggs plays wide receiver.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go, Callis. Good job. I don't know what he went, but.
Did you say that Stephon Diggs got Cardi B pregnant?
Yeah.
They're an item.
Having a baby.
They're an item.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know who's a lot tougher to get pregnant? Her sister Plan.
You are. Ooh. I don't know what's.
Callis doesn't get it.
I don't get it. Oh my gosh, Cardi B, like Plan B,
Plan. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Doran has dubbed this game a must-win. Does Bostic agree? That's Sports Talk Radio. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot one today, high of 84, low of 57, clear skies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.